Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday, and when you hear Stevie singing Sunny, you know the sunshine has just walked into the Pep Talk studio this morning. Eldon Scott is here, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today,
Meg? I'm okay. It's Fry-yay.
Ooh, the good thing the shades are half pulled closed
because it is sunny. And then you walk in, I'm like, ooh, where are my sunglasses?
You know, all the things.
All the things. Okay, so I have to say right off the bat, Sunny's Barbecue, Eldon comes in here every Friday, and he always brings lots of sunshine with him. We missed you last week, but congratulations.
You got to say it properly.
Yes.
Congratulations.
clever.
Congratulations.
Eldon is a now graduate of the class from Leadership Pensacola.
Class of 2026. We are officially dubbed the shiniest class ever.
Oh, cute. I like that. That's too bad because 2024, our class was the greatest class ever.
That's what they say. They're all saying. So we decided we were going to be the shiniest class. So I wore my shiny paisley shirt and glitter spiky shoes. Just to play along
in
good jest and have a little fun, too.
I love it. Well, he is here to talk about Sunny's Barbecue, and there's got lots of folks maybe driving into Pensacola Beach right now or driving down here for this beautiful weekend we're going to have. So you might want to top off your weekend with some good Sunny's Barbecue.
It is a busy weekend, and I know people are going to be out and about. Got the art festival on Pensacola Beach. I got a little postponement from the rain last weekend.
That's happening Sunday. You got Gallery Night tonight.
Gallery Night tonight.
They're doing an Italian
festival. Yeah, should be
tonight.
Some exotic cars out there. We're heading out there just to check them out. Tomorrow, I'll be at a Home Sweet Home show at Wahoo Stadium.
So, big
home show down there at the Wahoo Stadium. We'll be out on the field in the food truck serving up a little slow smoke barbecue. So, come see us if you're out there at the home show. I'm sure there's lots of other things going on tomorrow.
So many things.
Yeah. Sunday, I'll be at the Bread Pudding Bake Off.
Ooh.
A crew of SWAT, Bread Pudding Bake Off. I know they talked about it on Cat Country yesterday. Miss Taxi Lambert and Madrina Ciano were here talking about that yesterday.
I thought they got a check, too, while they were
here. Got a little check. Yeah, all benefiting Forever Des, and it's a great program providing prom and homecoming dresses to young ladies in need. So it's a great program.
Really,
glad to support
them.
Troy Rafferty's a presenting sponsor, sponsor also. So be a bunch of folks out there. A couple of the judges, Mr. Andrew Hobbs, he's a good people. So Miss Sue Strong,
she's
just an amazing group of folks here in the community. So glad to be out and support. We'll be doing a little bread pudding, so might even give away a couple tickets later. I'm just saying.
Reason to stick around. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about our location.
So, in case someone wants to get some Sunny's Barbecue to kick off their weekend,
you're going to be out and about running around. We'll start with something that's important. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So if you're out running around, bring those kiddos on in and have some good slow smoke barbecue. They love those baby back ribs and some mac and cheese. There's some of them love those barbecue beans, too. So bring them on in.
Peach cobbler egg rolls.
I was talking to Dana Goss over at FPL, whose boo-thing husband is Eric Goss at Pensacola Police Department, talking about how he brings his kiddo to Sonny's when they're dad and sonning.
How
he loves the beans. So he's, I don't know, 3-4 years old, and he loves the beans. So, you know. If your kids love the beans, Sonny's definitely got some great ones. So.
It's a great menu, but that's a great special on Saturdays. Because a lot of times folks are taking, especially grandparents taking care of the kids just to give the mom and dad a break. Or if you've got somebody else in the family that you're just taking care of, it's a great deal.
Yeah, bring them on by. Like I said, we got 4 locations here in the News Radio area. We'll start with our Pace, Florida location, located on Highway 90, just west of Avalon Boulevard, probably about a mile from Avalon Boulevard, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. We have our 9th Avenue store, where we started early this morning. It was an early morning. It's hospital week, so we're feeding a bunch. We fed three different hospitals in Mobile this week and doing HCA West Florida today. So we got the whole crew up there. We got some people up from Tampa and Tallahassee helping out and getting the experience doing these big caters. So, feeding over 1,000 people today. And so started at 6 o'clock this morning, loading all the trucks and getting all the food ready. And pit master's there getting prepped and doing all the fun things. So
That's amazing.
It is cool. It is really fun to be a part of it.
And one of the things I love about Sonny's is, and I witness it all, every week, I see Eldon out there, and just about, I said to him when he walked in, I said, are you sleeping? I mean,
every night, about 6 hours.
Yeah, his Facebook page is pretty busy, but the thing about Sonny's, too, is that I hear over and over again, food donated by Sonny's. I hear that all the time, and especially at these charity events, and it makes a difference. Because all the dollars that they save from not having to buy food goes to the charity and whatever the causes are. And it's really incredible. So
I'm glad to support
Thank you for that.
As part of our Cue the Kindness program and Random Acts of Barbecue and taking care of the folks in the community that take care of the folks in the community.
That's right. So, that's right.
That's a great.
So that happened this morning over at 9th
Avenue. Yeah, 9th Avenue. We do have that banquet room. So you got all those graduation parties that are still happening. And so you need to get that booked. And So get on the schedule. No cost for the banquet room, just cost of the food. Mm-hmm. And makes it nice and easy. We set up a buffet. We can do up to about 15 off menu. More than that, it kind of gets a little complicated. Not complicated. It just slows down service to feed 25 people at one time.
Yeah.
You know, so we like to do a buffet.
Really well.
It works really well. We can do a good spread. Lots of options that you can have on there. So we can get everything you need to be a crowd pleaser, as the old saying goes.
There you go.
And then we have our Navy. We can host up to 40 there. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location. Also has a banquet room. Can host up to about 75 there. Mm-hmm. They're located about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And so just right there on the west side of town. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. Kind of tucked back there behind the Cumberland Farms gas station.
Okay, so what are the hours of the stores?
Yeah, every store opens at 10:45, so you got that craving for some slow smoke barbecue. You don't have that much longer. I know I'm on at 9 instead of 9:30 today.
He's usually on a little later, so now I'm going to be hungry longer.
Yeah,
it's
I believe Visit Pensacola is coming in after me, and which is cool. Last day of Leadership Pensacola. Visit Pensacola was the sponsor.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we got to do a commercial for visiting Pensacola.
Great.
And so my team picked me to be the commercialer. I don't know what the proper term is.
Okay.
But I started off with a, there go the Blue Angels.
Oh, great.
And so wound up winning that and might have landed me a job at Visit Pensacola. I don't know.
Well, you never know. Well, and I would say when we were talking about all these events, it's one of my best resources to go to visitpensacola.com because they list all the events throughout the whole year. So you can even, you've got some family coming in, you can look down the calendar and say, oh, wow, that's happening that weekend.
Got this one going on.
We've got a text that just came in. And just a reminder, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Eldon Scott, who is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny Barbecue. So if you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is a really good question. We were talking about the Saturday special where kids and grandkids eat free. And the question is there an age limit on grandkids?
Yeah, I'm typically 12 years old. So kids' meals, 12 and under, kids 12 and under eat free with an adult entree.
Okay, great question.
Yeah, great question. Glad to hear. Answer that for you, but yeah.
Because I'm still a kid. I guess I wouldn't count.
There might be pictures of me on the internet currently riding a shark with a baby shark in the cowboy getup, you know?
Or so jumping off a building. I don't know.
There's pictures of the internet on the internet of that as well. But this one just happened on Wednesday night at the Light Up Learning. The Light Up Learning for Studer Community Institute. They had their a big event for the Build a Brains and all the things that they do. And so I got roped into riding the shark.
roped in, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And Toys R Us kid don't want to grow up from that generation,
no,
you know, so ready to have all the fun and do all the things. So,
but again, if just to repeat what that special is, in case somebody just tuned in and goes, what are they doing for the grandkids?
Yep. Kids and grandkids eat free, so 12 and under get a free meal with a purchase of an adult entree.
Okay, there you go.
Our other regular special here in the Gulf Coast area or in the news radio listenership area is every Monday you get buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches, so that's a great deal. Definitely take advantage of that one. And May is National Barbecue Month.
Is it really?
It is National Barbecue Month, but it is also what we call at Sonny's Founders Month.
Oh,
and so this is the month
is
that
year.
Sonny's actually, come to think of it, tomorrow, I believe, will be 58 years.
Wow.
Does that math check out? Yeah, 58 years.
Wow.
Tomorrow is when Sonny's was founded.
No kidding.
1968, May 16th.
Gosh, I didn't realize they've been around that long.
Yep. 58. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, 58. Yeah. 58, 68. It threw me for a loop there for a half a second.
Wow.
But yeah, so May 16th is the official birthday of Sonny's Barbecue as a restaurant. Sonny's birthday is
Happy birthday.
August, his personal birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But all month long, we got a couple great specials. Like, not even a couple. We got three great specials.
Why are we talking about anything else?
I had this joke. I had this conversation with somebody. I'm the kind of person who says sometimes a couple can be like three or five,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then some people are like, a couple is only two always. And I'm just like, well, you know, a few, a couple, it means the same, you know, in layman's terms.
So what are they? Now you got me curious.
So pulled pork sandwiches all day, every day.
Oh, really?
$4.99.
Whoa, that's great.
$4.99. All day, every day, pulled pork sandwiches.
Wow, okay, that's fabulous.
Yep, so it's a great deal.
Okay.
So swing on through, dine in, drive through, take advantage of that. Definitely make sure you download your app. We got an extra 100 bonus points that you can get for the month of May, for Founders Month. So use your app, you get an extra 100 bonus points.
Okay,
Then
noted.
Also, we have a pork and rib dinner, $10.99.
That's great. Does that come with sides and everything?
Come with sides, two sides, and your choice of bread. So
wow, that's a bargain.
It is a good deal. So definitely take advantage of that all month long through the end of May. And then all you can eat pork, $14.99.
Stop it.
$14.99.
They
can't take it to go box.
Is that every day?
Every day.
Wow.
Every day, all day, open to close, 10:45 to 9:30 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 10 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday.
That's fantastic. So you can take advantage of all the events we were talking about that are happening here in Pensacola, and you can either stop and have lunch before you go out or come back after, say, gallery night and have a nice dinner.
Yeah, maybe not after gallery night.
Well, you know, if you go earlier in the evening.
Yeah. Some people do go early.
That's what I'm saying. So you go early.
I'm late.
I'm not surprised.
Mid-evening. Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know, but medieval is.
Ba-dum-bum.
Sorry. It was too easy.
When you get two clowns together.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly true.
It gets real punny. It gets real punny.
On a Friday, that's for sure. Talking with Eldon Scott, if you just joined us, he's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Talk a little bit more about the Sonny's Barbecue app, because I initially wasn't using it, and now I'm using it all the time.
I'm so glad.
No, it's great.
Because if you like free barbecue, you definitely need to download the app, take advantage of it, and get all the free extra barbecue. Take advantage of the rewards points. We're always pushing out those offers so everybody can see what's going on. Like, we talked about Founders Month. I saw a buddy in Walmart the other day, and he's like, oh, it's Founders Month. I've already had $4.99 sandwich like three times. He's like,
that's
it's good stuff.
That is a
bargain. So he's like, And so he's taking advantage of it, and he's loving the app. He's on the email list or text list. And so you can get all those notifications. And you're going to accumulate free bonus points so you can get all the extra rewards. So
why not
take advantage and get some extra free barbecue?
Okay, so this month now we're still on the spring menu.
And
I always say this every week. I love that they kind of mix it up a little bit for the seasons.
So good.
And so now you have some things to consider, as well as these great May specials that you've got going on. But there's still some other items that you really can only get now this time
of
year.
That's right. So it's through the end of the month before we kick off our summer menu. The peach cobbler egg rolls. We'll start with dessert because why not?
They're so good.
Being grown up should have advantages. So if you want to start with dessert, go right ahead. But definitely get those peach cobbler egg rolls while they're still on the menu. We have the peach barbecue sauce. So you can get your
That's really good, by the way.
It is really good.
I got that. It's really good.
Yeah. And a Georgia girl.
Yes.
That's coming from a Georgia girl. I'm just saying.
Say? The peach
You know,
steak,
that, that's got credentials.
The peach state, y'all, for sure. Maybe that. I never thought about that. Maybe that's why I like the peach cobbler so much.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But the, oh goodness, the chopped brisket sandwich,
That's the one I want to try with the grilled cheese.
One.
Yeah, that's
the brisket
one.
Grilled cheese. My longtime favorite, even before I was with Sonny's Barbecue. We have the golden tender barbecue chicken sandwich. The golden barbecue sauce is original, kind of mustard based sauce. Toss the chicken tenders in. Personally, I say extra pickles, so, you know, that's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I like my chicken sandwiches with extra pickles.
Pickly.
And make up for all the people who don't eat the pickles on their chicken sandwich.
Well, it was a good thing we've got you around.
Of course, you know, you always have our great sidekicks. Right now on the spring menu, we have the onion rings. We have the cheese curds.
Those onion rings are really good.
We have the hot link mac and cheese. You know, so that's delicious. That's, you know, take some of our jalapeno cheddar sausage, dice it up, put it on top. And
some of
our barbecue sauce. So that's a good one. That's on the spring menu also. If you're looking for a elevated mac and cheese, I think that's the proper term we use these days.
Elevated
and deconstructed and all the fancy
words. So bougie mac and cheese, you know, is at Sonny's now.
But you can guarantee you can come get some good slow smoke barbecue and some southern hospitality at Sonny's. You can count on that for sure.
There you go. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. And you teased earlier, a little bit closer to 9, that you had a little something to give away today.
I see the time ticking.
Yeah,
it's just ticking,
you
want
to try to do
away.
That now?
Yeah.
So make sure we get a winner.
We're going to do that. So let's go with the 6th person to text in bread pudding. Text in bread pudding is going to win a $25 gift certificate and 2 tickets to the 5th annual Crew of SWAT Bread Pudding Bake Off.
Awesome.
So that is this Sunday. So don't text if you can't go.
Right.
I mean, you want to take advantage of these, you know, tickets. So it's going to be, I think, probably 15, 20 teams. I don't know how many teams. It's a big list. I heard there's a ex-White House chef that is going to be there cooking. So the competition is definitely going to be tough from what it's sounding like. So,
all right.
But it's all benefiting Forever Des. It's this Sunday at Supposey Warehouse from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And got some great judges. Mentioned a few of them earlier. Sue Strong, Troy Rafferty, Andrew Hobbs, and I think Mr. Jordan Glass from over here at Cat Country is also going to be one of the judges. So
850-437-1620. Text in the word bread pudding. And please, if you could, put your name with that as well. And I'm going to look at all these texts. Whoa, they're coming in.
There they go.
So you're going to have to talk for a minute while I see who's the winner.
Well, let's talk about catering a little bit. We mentioned earlier that we're doing hospital week this week and feeding a bunch of folks at some of the local hospitals, Mobile and here in Pensacola. And but we do everything from set up to clean up. We'd have a full service catering team. And so whether you need to feed 10 people or 10,000 people, we'd love to help you at Sonny's Barbecue. We have an amazing team, and just kind of one of our specialties is really serving a large crowd. So one of the biggest caterings that I've had the pleasure of being a part of is the USA Alumni Tailgate. A little over 4,000 people, almost 5,000 people at that event every year. And so that is a fun time. So whether you, like I said, you rather need a quick lunch and learn and just have a small catering for about 10 folks, or you need to feed a massive crowd of people, we have a great team that can serve up some slow smoke barbecue and get everybody fed in a good, timely manner. We do also do just pickup catering. So, you know, you have a graduation party at the house and you just need some food to make it nice and easy because you don't want to do all the cooking. We can definitely help you with that. And so, you know, you just can go online, check out sunnyscatering.com, and you can check that, see all the pricing, all the options. There's a lot of options. We have, I don't say a ton of meats, but we do literally have a ton of meats. You know, chopped brisket, sliced brisket, smoked chicken on the bone, pulled chicken, pulled pork, sliced pork, turkey, chicken tenders. Everybody loves the barbecue meatballs. Every time I take them out somewhere, we do those specifically for catering. I get asked, well, why don't y'all do these in the restaurant? But yeah, we smoke them on the smoker and some of that good sunny sweet sauce. It's always a crowd favorite. So
okay,
we got the winner.
We sure do. We had lots of folks texting in to Pep Talk for the big prize. We said the 6th person to text in with the words bread pudding would be the winner. And what are they winning, Eldon?
You're winning a $25 gift certificate to Sonny's Barbecue and 2 tickets to the Crew of SWAT 5th Annual Bread Pudding Bake Off at Supposey Warehouse.
Well, congratulations to our winner this morning, Catherine. You're the winner with a phone number that ends in 0564. So I will send you the information, and you'll be able to come by and pick up that gift certificate here at the station. But you'll need to do that today.
Need to get here today. So
I'll send you the info. So congratulations. Thanks to everybody that texted. Goodness gracious, lots of folks wanting to have a little bread pudding this morning.
It's going to be a fun one. We don't typically do bread pudding, but we have it on our winter menu, so we do that.
Right.
And we've done a few breakfast caterings, which have been fun. We did one for the city of Pensacola, a few for the city of Pensacola, And that was on the menu, the bread pudding. So
yes, yes.
Apple cinnamon bread pudding is delicious. So that's what I'll be cooking.
Okay.
I'm gonna work on my recipe for my sauce that I'm gonna do. That. So I've been kicking some things around in my head what I'm gonna do.
It's always
sauce-wise.
Interesting when you get creative because you're a pretty good cook. Your reputation precedes you.
I try.
So well, what are you doing this weekend? I know you're going to be busy.
Yeah,
got
well,
lots going
like
on.
I said, we
got the thing Sunday for sure.
HCA today, so we'll be out there with all those folks. Gallery night tonight. We got the home show on Saturday at Wahoo Stadium.
Wow.
I believe the hours there are 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bread pudding bake-off on Sunday.
Okay, so. And the Pensacola Beach Chambers Art and Wine Festival is Sunday from 12 to 5, I believe. 12 to 6.
Yeah.
12 to 5. 12
is it
to
Sunday
6.
Or Saturday?
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
It
okay.
is. It was initially Saturday, then they got rained
they
out,
it.
So
okay.
we moved it to this Sunday.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Lots of things to do in Pensacola this weekend.
Oh, tons,
and,
as always.
You know, and like I said, we do have those four locations here in the News Radio area, so when you're out and about running here and there, swing on through. Every location does have a drive-through, so you can come on by and grab you a quick meal. We like to say slow smoke barbecue in a fast-paced world. So when you're in a hurry, we definitely got the foods ready, or the meats, the smoked meats ready for
you. And I just
want to
do a little shout-out for the iced tea.
The iced tea?
Seriously.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
so good.
It is so good. I mean that's
we
that's
forget
a sunny
about that.
Staple.
We talk all about the food, but y'all have some pretty good drinks there, lemonade
the
and iced tea.
And on our spring menu, we do have some special things. We have a wild berry sweet tea right now.
Yes.
And then we have a dragon fruit lemonade. So that's part of spring splash sippers. I can't remember what they call it, but you know, it's catchy. Our marketing team did a good job making it catchy. It looks great, but they are delicious. That's the most important
part. I know. That's
part.
Why I thought I would bring it up because they're really refreshing.
Yeah. They're really good, so definitely check those out. And, again, that's through on the spring menu through the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And so come on by. Don't miss those peach cobbler egg rolls. I mean, that's
they're
probably,
so good.
My favorite.
But I think just one more time, if you could, we've got a couple minutes left, talk about the specials this month for Founders Month.
Yeah, Founders Month specials, so you don't want to miss these. Every day from open to close, pulled pork sandwich, $4.99. It is a great deal. Like obviously, we have the deal on Mondays. It's buy one, get one free. And so you don't have to have the app, but definitely still get the app downloaded. Take advantage of those reward points. You don't have to add your credit card to it. You can just scan your receipt to make sure you're getting those reward points and taking advantage of all the free barbecue.
Yeah.
Because who in the world doesn't want extra free barbecue?
Well, now is the season. This is a great time to do it.
Yep.
Especially with they've got company coming in for the holidays.
That's right.
And you can get something, an event catered. We've got graduation parties.
All
we've
the
got rehearsals because all those weddings coming up. I mean, there's
Father's
a lot
Day,
of opportunities.
Father's Day is coming up. So you need to think about those gift cards. So you need some gift cards or a place to, you know, take dad to for a great meal. So definitely, I mean, think of Sonny's when you're doing that. And we'd love to have you and host you. What's what else? So locations, catering,
the specials.
Specials. Oh yeah, the rest of the specials.
Yeah.
$10.99 pork and rib combo. And then also $14.99 all you can eat pulled pork.
And does that come with sides?
It does come with sides.
Yeah, so it comes with everything.
Yeah, see, bread and sides, yeah.
Because when you have specials, sometimes I say, oh, I have this, and then nothing comes with it.
No, so pulled pork or sliced pork, you can get either or. And so $14.99, that's a great deal for all you can eat. Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm planning an event with an organization, who should I call to set that up? Because you do a lot of charity work in this community.
Yeah, you reach out. I mean, you can go to sunnysbbq.com. You find your location nearest you. All of our managers and teams at the stores can definitely help you out. Reach out to me personally, Eldon Scott, on Facebook, or you can reach me out to me on my cell phone, 850-418-3331. Would love to help you.
Oh, my goodness.
And serve
Eldon
you up
Scott.
Some good slow smoke barbecue.
Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue, always bringing in the sunshine. I know my weekend starts when he walks in the studio.
Well, thank you, Meg.
Okay.
It's a great way to start my weekend, too.
Yeah.
Friday morning with Meg. It's a great time.
I love it. All right, sweetheart. Have a great weekend this weekend.
Y'all have a great one.
Week.
Be safe out there.
And congratulations to Catherine, who won our prize today.
Woohoo. Go bread pudding and Sunny's.
There you go. This is Pep Talk.